No, he ain't no deacon. He just thought he was. He didn't qualify. Is this helping anybody? See, God do have an order to his house, but we done messed it up so much because we just like all men. I don't want to look at the instructions. I know what I'm doing. Ezekiel chapter 43, it says, son of man, show the house to the house. Turn there, look in your Bible. Turn there. I want to get to you. See, the reason why so many people have gotten off, because they fell away from. They ain't got off, they fell away. There's a pattern to how this goes. Ezekiel chapter 43, if I'm correct. My God. God want to teach us. I want you to know you in a wealthy place. Quit trying to play. See, I'm not one to play with you. I can't tell you to come. I can't tell you, but I can tell you what this is. Now, you do what you want to do. Whether you come or go, I'm going to preach next Sunday. Well, Lord, I pray you'll be here. Ezekiel chapter 43. I'm going to do it any good, man of God. Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 10. And it says, thou son of man, are you there? Show the house to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. He says, show the house to the house. Show the pastor to the pastor. Show the deacon to the deacon. Show the music to the... So let them be ashamed of their iniquity. See, sin is what we do against God. Iniquity is that which is bent and twisted on the inside of me. Transgression is what I do against somebody else, like trespass. So he says, let them be ashamed of their iniquity. They went ahead of God. I know what I'm doing. Let them be ashamed of their iniquities and let them measure the pattern. You say you are what? It should look like the pattern. Go get another. You say you're first sergeant. Go get another first sergeant. Do you look like him? You might not even be who you think you are. There's a pattern to how this go. Oh, I know what I'm doing. This is how we do it. This is a new age move and all. Sit down. It's still God's doing. This is the house of God. It's the way of God. Verse 11. He says, now if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of the house. First of all, you got to repent. I done messed up. I took God's place and made it my own place. This is how I do it. This ain't how God do it. Now God said, I'll give you grace since you're ashamed of what you done. You repented. Now let me show you how it go. That's why he says some people are not good because they was never taught, because they would never let nobody teach them. See, if you ain't submitted to somebody, how you going to lead somebody? A good leader had to already been a good follower. You had to learn from somebody. You just didn't jump up talking about, I got this. Man, where you come from? Who taught? Where you been? Where you get your experience? No, don't worry about that. I got this. No, doc, you need to sit down and let somebody help you before you mess up and tear us all up in here. So now, going back to the text. See, so I got the... First, I got to prepare the people. Then I got to prove the people. But then I got to empower the people. See, how do I empower you? I give you the word of God. See, our strength is in the Lord. See, when you got the word of God, you got the power of God. You can't fail. The reason why we failing is you ain't got a word. I ain't got to tell, follow behind you and all that. I can tell if you got it. Say something. Open your mouth. You ain't speaking nothing God's saying, but you telling me you in his name. That's not God. The Bible says faith speaks on this wise. I should be able to hear your faith when you talk. You can't be that if you ain't talking like that. If y'all tell me to talk music, man, I don't know nothing about no more music than just to see you sit up there and do it. So I can't talk music. I'm not in faith about music. I'm in faith that you can play. But I'm not in faith that I play because I can't play. So you can tell who can play. You know how you got your skills? Somebody say, I'm one of them too. You get to talking to them And you, oh, that's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. Pretty soon you say, where did you get your stuff from, man? Who gave you that license? Because evidently some, one of them wrong. Either they wrong, because I know somebody lying. Because everything you said is contrary to how it go. So you can tell just by how they talk. Is that helping anybody? All right, all right. Glory be to God. So he says, in order for us to help, you got to prepare the people, you got to prove the people, and then you got to empower the people. See, this is what God is doing right now. This ain't just church, y'all. If you take this home and eat this, if you come to church with a Bible, pencil, and paper, take notes, your brain ain't all that powerful. With all that other stuff going on, plus you got that chicken on your mind when you leave here, you can't pay attention to what I'm saying. I'm wrestling with that dinner right now. Some of y'all already got me on the dough. I'm on the clock because I'm taking too long, because your soul can't sit that long under this kind of pressure, because training is pressure. Is anybody helping me? I'm your good trainer. I'm your spiritual coach. I'm not going to let you go. You can cry all you want. Kick, call your mama. I'm like the military. I'm your mama right now. I'm your daddy right now. We're going to get this job done. You're going to be a good minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a revelation that the power of God can, will, and shall. And I'm not even just going to let you drop out. I'm going to call you. Come on, somebody. We're commissioned to make good men and women of God. Is this helping anybody? Amen. Now watch this. He said every church ought to have fat members. And I'm not talking about the natural, so don't start looking at me. And don't start looking at your neighbor talking about this church got some. Now cut that out. I'm talking about faithful, able, and teachable people. Amen. You got to have some of them up in there. So we can be good ministers. Amen. Watch this. See, we as saints don't really know what is good for us. Is that helping anybody? Turn to Micah. Turn to Micah. Micah, Nahum, amen, is in your Bible. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. See, we don't know what is good. See, and this way you got to watch your soul. Because your soul will get out of the will of God talking about what's good. But you got to stay in what's God, meaning what is God doing for you right now? Even though that's good, it ceased from being. I got to do what God's doing, not what's good. Because good can take you right out of the will of God. Because it got one too many O's. Because when God tells you to do something, he already done planned it, paid for it, and prepared it. Good just means you taking a chance. Because God ain't got to back good. He only backs God. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's good to have two women. Now, I'm just telling you, as you know, the world would think. let me help y'all clarify this. Some of them brothers tell me, that's what I've been talking about. You're lying devil. That's not what you've been talking about. But it's good in the flesh, but it's not God. Amen. Let me get the women in here. It's good to have two men. Yeah, yeah, yes, clear that up. But we know that's not God. But it's good. And some folks' foolish, abstract, blowed up mind. Amen. Let's clarify the devil. He's a fool. But the scripture says, he hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justice, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. But he has to show us what's good. You don't know what's good. You just know what you like. But everything you like ain't good for you. Have we figured that out yet? Everything I like ain't good for me. I like it now, ain't no doubt about it. I like that ice cream and them cookies. That whole pack, good glory to God. But you know that ain't good. My eyes turn red. I be dizzy sitting up there, but I'm still sweating and eating it. It's good now. You can, the devil is a liar. It's good. But it ain't God, because I'm on my way out of here if I don't put that stuff down. So we don't know what's good. I can't trust my flesh to tell me what's good. I got to stay with God. I got to train myself to depend on God, because whatever God tells me, it's already successful. it's already, I'm going backwards, going forward. When you obey God, he already take you to the promise and then backs you up and then tell your son, go where I just showed you. But when you go with good, you don't even see God. You just hoping it turn out right. I'm gambling now. So watch this. God is not using, and as I was saying, comparison good with bad. He's just showing you good based on your investment. If you don't invest in what God has given you, whatever degree you got, even though you went to school and got it, and now you out of school, in order for you to keep it, you're going to have to still read the periodicals. You'll lose the anointing that you got because you didn't invest in it no more. 2-3 years go by, you don't even know your own business. You can't even talk the lingo. You're not even up to date with the new moves because you stopped investing once you got it. Oh, we're going to chill on our laurels now. I'm going to drop back, take it easy. It's all good because I got it. 3, 5 years, 2 years down the road, where is it? I lost it because I didn't stay with it. In order to stay fresh, you're going to have to stay disciplined. But watch this. There's 3 prerequisites to better. Yeah, I'm getting close to it. Hang on. No, I'm messing. I'm just messing. There's 3 prerequisites to better. 1 is preparation. If you don't prepare, you're not going to succeed. Come on, y'all. I'm giving you good stuff now. You come to church so you can learn. In order to be good at whatever you're talking about being, you're going to have to prepare. You're going to be a such and such. Well, when are you going to start preparing to be it? When you going to start getting ready to condition yourself to be it? You got to prepare, but also you got to participate. When you going to come to the class? I'm going to be a nurse. Well, you got to go to nurse school, doc. No, I'm just going to be one. No, you ain't going to be one like that. You're going to have to participate. I got to go to the gym. See this here? Look at this. I got to get rid of this. Look here. So I got to go to the gym. Now, I can't keep, I done got the membership. That still ain't helped me. I walked up in there one day. That didn't help me. It ain't going to help me until I pick up one of them something. All right. Run around one of that thing, stand still, do something to participate with the gym. Right. But now watch this. I can do all that. I can even get that because trust me, believe it or not, I even had it like that. Back in the old days in the wrong situation, I was swole everything. I might have, no, devil is a lie. You ain't got to go back there to get it. But I'm just saying, watch this. I love the Lord. You know how some people go try to recapture deja vu? I'm trying to get what I used to have, so I got to go create the whole scene. No, you just got to do what you got to do. Leave Willie and all them folk alone. You ain't got to go back and get them to try to make your picture look perfect. But watch this. I got to prepare, but I got to participate. But also, watch this. I'm going to have to, there's some stuff that in order for me to keep what I got. See, there's a see, take, and keep. See, I can get it. Even took it. I seen it. Lord, I seen the increase. I even got the money, but I didn't know how to keep it. Have you ever tried to get out of debt? Got out of debt. Saw it. We saw the vision, the plan. Worked the plan. Now I'm out of debt, but I didn't know how to keep working. So now I'm back in debt because I didn't know how to keep what I got. So see, take, and keep. You're going to have to learn how to keep the victory. Yeah, there's something we don't do no more, but if you stop doing what you did and stop doing that, you're going to wind up doing it again. How do you keep the victory? You don't go over that no more. That's what got you the victory. Now I got the victory, I'm going back because I want to show them I got the victory. Nah, the devil, leave them alone. The victory is just you don't even go over there at all. You don't have to get back in their face to tell them you got it. They know you got it. They don't see you no more. They don't spend your money no more. They used to spend your money. You didn't know that, did you? They used to spend your money. They really wasn't strung how you were. Perseverance. You're going to have to preserve what God has given you. Thank you, Oh, is this helping anybody? This practical teaching, y'all. But if you would apply it to your life, you can overcome any area in your life. This is handed down by God. It's the mannerism of God that if you eat this manna, it will get you out of.
All right. All right.
See, we come looking for miracles. You already getting a miracle. Somebody helping you do what you can't do. That's a miracle. Not your leg grew longer while you were sitting there. That's phenomenal. A miracle, God can get you out of your mess. By grace. Because you know you really done gave up on some stuff. This is just how it is. This the best it get. No, God say, it ain't over till I say it's over. Have you applied my word? You just use your method. Huh. So watch this. Now my last. Now that was the prerequisites. Amen. I'm still trying to get to the end. Lord, no, I'm preaching hard and y'all shout. But watch this. There's some ingredients. You got the prerequisites, but here's the ingredients. How many of us want to really overcome? I mean, this year, come on, don't look at your neighbor because they might be satisfied. I done tried 20 times. I'm not just trying no more. I didn't say you trying. I'm saying God going to do it. Can you believe that God going to do it? God can restore your life. How many of y'all want to get married? Come on now, don't be, watch, put your hand out, girl. Now that's my daughter. She out of season right now. She just excited. Hold that down. Hold that down. We won't even ask that question no more. Some of us messed up in here. You done messed up all of them. Pastor won't ask that question no more. How many of y'all want to get married? Come on. Put your hand up. Let God. I'm like the Godfather. The Godfather said, forgive my son. They stand when they should be sitting. He's another one right now. Hold that down. How many of y'all outside of the Tedder household want to be married? Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Y'all want to be married? Put your hands up. I'm talking about it. Watch this. Now, I'm praying these ingredients to a qualified man or a woman. Because how many know y'all can get a good one? You can get a husband, but he may not be a. You can get a wife, but they may not. Don't look at your husband and your wife. Stay, look at me now. But you can get one, but they may not be a good one. So I'm giving you the ingredients of how to get a good one. Come on, somebody. Now watch, this is the ingredients to getting a good husband, women. A good man. Oh, I'm trying to. Come on, you better write. First of all, there must be a dedication. Don't go get him because he got a dip. You know when he walk up on you? Yeah. He slid up on me. How that joker get up here? And he give you that little pose, you know. He hit up on you on the side. And then you know how he put his hand. I was just, how you doing? And you know ain't nobody touch you like that in a little while. I'm not talking about a dip. He must have a dedication. How long you been in the church? Now watch this. How long have you known God? I know you go to church. But everybody go to church ain't a good member. They're a member, but they ain't a good member. Stick your hands out there and say, pray for me. Yeah, I want to see what you're working with, Doc. Yeah. You ain't going to be able to fake this. Can you pray? Yeah, your prayer going to give me an indicator how long you've been with them, how close you get. Father, you know Father. Father, you know Father. Say on. Father what? All right, we got that. What else? Can you pray? Oh, I'm trying to help you now. Because see, how many of us, and you stay, look at me now, look at me. How many of us had we known? If you'd have told me, you know how when you go to the store and buy that bottle of medicine and they tell you all the stuff that it's going to do and you get excited because all them pains you got, but you didn't turn that thing around and look on the bottom of that bottle. You see that red skull?
Yeah.
It got that X in it. It tell you some of the side effects that go with this here. It's some dangers that go. Yeah, you didn't know that he disappeared at night. Yeah, you didn't know. Yeah, yeah. You didn't know when he get mad, he beat you. You didn't know he still had a little slip in his neck. You didn't know. Come on. You didn't know some things she did. So how much would it be if I could find out before we go there? I'm not the one to play with you. I done been here too long. So all I'm saying, there got to be a dedication. You got to be dedicated to the Lord. I'm a woman of God. I'm a man of God. I'm not just finna accept anybody just because you look good. You done brought a suit too small for you. Now you look all swole. You know how we do it. Get that thing. And you fall up in there. The angels have to say, hold that. But watch this. Watch this. But also there's got to be a discipline. Oh, come on, church. See, we keep going for anything. Some of us, we just keep talking about, I want to be loved. I just don't care. And now here I go again. Anybody seen William? He's been gone for 2 days now. Anybody know where Susan at? Yeah, 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 yeah. Because listen, there's no discipline. He got the job, but he won't keep the job. How many jobs he done got? He done got five. He can find more jobs than anybody. He should go work for the unemployment office, showing people how to get jobs. He can find them, but he won't keep them. Because he ain't got no discipline. Got the first check and he gone. Won't go back 3 weeks in a row. Some people done 5, 10, 20 years. He ain't done a year yet. And he almost 47. Can I help you, anybody? Because there's no discipline. Y'all need to quit. I'm trying to help you. I'm here to help you. I'm your pastor. I'm not going to play with you and pamper you. I'm going to preach and teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if you go out here and go get one of them old buck wild jokers, that's between you and God. But I can show the record and play the video. I told him. He got to be dedicated. He got to be disciplined. But then there's got to be a devotion. You're going to have to love me and me only. We ain't going to be no we-ism. That's that little game they play, we. Now, ain't no we up in here. It's me and you. You can't be dipping and tipping. Get your flesh under control. I got mine under. Am I helping anybody? You talking about a child of God. Don't you got reverence that you got a woman of God? That's why your world all whacked up. That's why it's all messed up. Because you done violated God and don't even know it. Because you had no respect for the things of God. That's a godly woman you got. A godly man. And every time you go out there and go against them, you go against the work of God for your life. Now you talking about... The Bible says it's a serious thing to fall in the hands of a living God. God's after you now. You a wanted man. Don't nobody even know you want it. You don't even know. That's why hell is breaking loose. Ain't no peace in your heart, in your life. You can't even have fun trying to have fun. Because you done fell in the wrong way. You out of the will of God and now you in the hands of God. And God say the devil is a lie. God is not mocked. Whatever man sow, you're going to reap it.
You better tell it. Yeah. Yeah.
God say, I'm showing you the mercies of God. I'm giving you a chance to get it right before I expose you, bust you out, and then you'll wind up losing. See, what happens is when we retreat, you compromise. When you don't want to do what God want to do, you start compromising what he told you to do. Then you become complacent. I don't even want to do it no more. I quit coming, quit reading, quit. Because I already compromised. And now I done got complacent. I can just sit and don't do nothing. And then I turn into a coward. Now I won't even fight. I won't even fight for it no more. Take it if you want it. I give it up. I surrender my house, my wife, my kids, my future. Because I don't want to fight no more. Because I done got complacent. I quit reading, quit studying, quit going. Because I compromise. I'm over here living contrary to what God told me. And I don't even understand how I got into this mess. Is it anybody that know God? Is it anybody that can preach the hell out of me? Can you get me out of hell? I done fell into hell. I'm living in sin and I know it. The Bible says none of my scent don't even change. I'm still smelling and liking the same stuff I like even though I'm sitting up in here. Because I compromised back then and I can't change. Can anybody break this bond of yoke that's up on me? Can you get the shackles up off me? See, God says I'm not playing church no more. You got to become the church to walk into the 21st. This is the rent it costs to live up here. You got to pay to live up here. You know, when you go into them big neighborhoods, the big old pretty houses, you got to pay to live there. You just can't go camping them folks' house. They call them squatters. You know, folks just break in on you and sit in your house. God said, in order for you to be here, you're going to have to pay for this. You're going to have to stop some of that. You're going to have to give some of that up. You're going to have to let the anointing fall upon you in your house. And until you do then, you won't be able to walk up under this grace. See, in the scripture says in Genesis, when Eve ate that apple, but it wasn't until Adam ate it that judgment came. Some of us living with some folks in our own home, we know they wrong. Don't you agree with them? The only reason hell ain't tore your house down is because you have not sided with that foolishness. But the moment you amen what they doing, God says judgment got to fall on that house because I can't find one righteous person. Somebody that's keeping hell away from your home. I know it ain't the way you want it, but it ain't worse as it could be. Just hang in there. But don't you give in. Don't you side with them. Because the moment you say amen to that stuff, now hell is released because there's no protection. God can deal with whoever he needs to deal with. Just don't you move. Amen? Don't you agree with it. I'm telling you, we're walking in. It's a beautiful thing where God can bless a house. You know, when you're in a place where really God is, he can bless you. But now you're in the provisions of God, but you're in the promises of God, but now you're living up under the power of God. And the flesh can't dwell in the presence of God. It just can't, y'all. So you want to keep this anointing on your home. You want to keep it in your life. You done paid too much. You done went through all kind of problems and you done made it. You thought you was going to die. You thought y'all was going to break up. You thought I was going to be through. We even left. They told us we were. I done made it too far. You think I'm finna give it up now? If I was going to quit, I'd have quit back then. I done come too far now. You and the devil is a lie.